welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible said, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama and your granddaddy and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. Now, go get them out the bed. Go get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out that bed, sleepy head. Oh, I know what I need to go do. Let me go out here and get my roosters. Let me go get my roosters this morning. Because somebody ain't going to get out of the bed until they hear these roosters. I already know somebody not going to get out of the bed. I done spoiled y'all. Yeah, y'all used to have an alarm clock. But now y'all done went back to the roosters. Yeah, Yeah, y'all done went back to the roosters. That's what done happened with y'all. Yeah, I don't mind going to the chicken yard getting the roosters. All right, roosters. Thank y'all, roosters. Benny, Red, and Crow. Thank y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all go back and do what chickens do. All right. I'm finna get an old song here. This is by Mahalia Jackson. I will move on up a little higher. That's what it's all about, y'all. We need to be moving on up a little bit higher. Come on, Mahalia. The late Mahalia Jackson.
Going outside. story. I've been combing all the hills and mountains. I've got drink from the Grecian fountain.
All right, that's the late, great Mahalia Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. I will move on up a little bit higher. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about staying here forever. It's about moving on up a little bit higher. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading out of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 43 through 45. Genesis 43 through 45. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Now the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them,
"Go back and buy us a little more food."
But Judah said to him,
"The man warned us solemnly, 'You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother along with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, because the man said to us, "You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you."'"
Israel asked,
"Why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had another brother?"
They replied,
"The man questioned us closely about ourselves and our family. 'Is your father still living?' he asked us. 'Do you have another brother?' We simply answered his questions. How are we to know he would say, 'Bring your brother down here?'"
Then Judah said to Israel, his father,
"Send the boy along with me, and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die. I myself will guarantee his safety. You can hold me personally responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life. As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice."
Then their father Israel said to them,
"If it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them down to the man as a gift. A little balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double the amount of silver with you, for you must return the silver that was put back into the mouths of your sacks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother also and go back to the man at once. And may God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, so that he will let your other brother and Benjamin come back with you. As for me, if I am bereaved, I am bereaved."
So the men took the gifts and doubled the amount of silver, and Benjamin also. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house,
"Take these men to my house, slaughter an animal, and prepare a meal. They are to eat with me at noon."
The man did as Joseph told him, and took the men to Joseph's house. Now the men were frightened when they were taken to his house. They thought,
"We were brought here because of the silver that was put back into our sacks the first time. He wants to attack us and overpower us and seize us as slaves and take our donkeys."
So they went up to Joseph's steward and spoke to him at the entrance to the house.
"We beg your pardon, our lord,"
they said.
"We came down here the first time to buy food. But at the place where we stopped for the night, we opened our sacks, and each of us found his silver, the exact weight, in the mouth of his sack. So we have brought it back with us. We have also brought additional silver with us to buy food. We don't know who put our silver in our sacks."
"It's all right,"
he said.
"Don't be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks. I received your silver."
Then he brought Simeon out to them. The steward took the men into Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and provided fodder for their donkeys. They prepared their gifts for Joseph's arrival at noon, because they had heard that they were to eat there. When Joseph came home, they presented to him the gifts they had brought into the house, and they bowed down before him to the ground. He asked them how they were, and then he said,
"How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still living?"
They replied,
"Your servant, our father, is still alive and well."
And they bowed down, prostrating themselves before him. As he looked about and saw his brother Benjamin, his own mother's son, he asked,
"Is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?"
And he said,
"God be gracious to you, my son."
Deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He went into his private room and wept there. After he had washed his face, he came out and, controlling himself, said,
"Serve the food."
They served him by himself, the brothers by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for that is detestable to Egyptians. The men had been seated before him in the order of their ages, from the firstborn to the youngest, and they looked at each other in astonishment. When portions were served to them from Joseph's table, Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as anyone else's. So they feasted and drank freely with him. Now Joseph gave these instructions to the steward of his house.
"Fill the men's sacks with as much food as they can carry, and put each man's silver in the mouth of his sack. Then put my cup, the silver one, in the mouth of the youngest one's sack, along with the silver for his grain."
And he did as Joseph said. As morning dawned, the men were sent on their way with their donkeys. They had not gone far from the city when Joseph said to his steward,
"Go after those men at once, and when you catch up with them, say to them, 'Why have you repaid good with evil? Isn't this the cup my master drinks from and also uses for divination? This is a wicked thing you have done.'"
When he caught up with them, he repeated these words to them. But they said to him,
"Why does my lord say such things? Far be it from your servants to do anything like that. We even brought back to you from the land of Canaan the silver we found inside the mouths of our sacks. So why would we steal silver or gold from your master's house? If any of your servants is found to have it, he will die, and the rest of us will become my lord's slaves."
"Very well, then," he said. "Let it be as you say. Whoever is found to have it will become my slave. The rest of you will be free from blame."
Each of them quickly lowered his sack to the ground and opened it. Then the steward proceeded to search, beginning with the oldest and ending with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. At this, they tore their clothes. Then they all loaded their donkeys and returned to the city. Joseph was still in the house when Judah and his brothers came in, and they threw themselves to the ground before him. Joseph said to them,
"What is this you have done? Don't you know that a man like me can find things out by divination?"
"What can we say to my lord?"
Judah replied.
"What can we say? How can we prove our innocence? God has uncovered your servant's guilt. We are now my lord's slaves, we ourselves and the one who was found to have the cup."
But Joseph said,
"Far be it from me to do such a thing. Only the man who was found to have the cup will become my slave. The rest of you go back to your father in peace."
Then Judah went up to him and said,
"Pardon your servant, my lord. Let me speak a word to my lord. Do not be angry with your servant, though you are equal to Pharaoh himself. My lord asked his servants, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' And we answered, 'We have an aged father, and there is a young son born to him in his old age. His brother is dead, and he is the only one of his mother's sons left, and his father loves him.' Then you said to your servants, 'Bring him down to me so I can see him for myself.' And we said to my lord, 'The boy cannot leave his father. If he leaves him, his father will die.' But you told your servants, 'Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will not see my face again.' When we went back to your servant, my father, we told him what my lord had said. Then our father said, 'Go back and buy a little more food.' But we said, 'We cannot go down.
Only if our youngest brother is with us will we go. We cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. One of them went away from me, and I said, he has surely been torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. If you take this one from me too, and harm comes to him, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in misery. So now, if the boy is not with us when I go back to your servant, my father, and if my father, whose life is closely bound up with the boy's life, sees that the boy isn't there, he will die. Your servants will bring the gray head of our father down to the grave in sorrow. Your servant guaranteed the boy's safety to my father. I said, if I do not bring him back to you, I will bear the blame before you, my father, all my life. Now then, please, let your servant remain here as my lord's slave in place of the boy, and let the boy return with his brothers. How can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? No, do not let me see the misery that would come on my father.
Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out,
have everyone leave my presence!
So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers,
I am Joseph! Is my father still living?
But his brothers were not able to answer him, because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers,
come close to me.
When they had done so, he said,
I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, this is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father about all the honor accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen. And bring my father down here quickly.
Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept. And Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's palace that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all his officials were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph,
tell your brothers, do this. Load your animals and return to the land of Canaan, and bring your father and your families back to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you can enjoy the fat of the land. You are also directed to tell them, do this. Take some carts from Egypt for your children and your wives, and get your father and come. Never mind about your belongings, because the best of all of Egypt will be yours.
So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them carts as Pharaoh had commanded, and he also gave them provisions for their journey. To each of them he gave new clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 sets of clothes. And this is what he sent to his father. 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and other provisions for his journey. Then he sent his brothers away. And as they were leaving, he said to them,
don't quarrel on the way.
So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him,
Joseph is still alive. In fact, he's ruler of all Egypt.
Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said,
I'm convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.
All right, that was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Genesis, Genesis 43 through 45. May God bless those who heard and who read his holy word. Come on, y'all. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. A family that stays together. Or let me rephrase that. A family that prays together is a family that'll stay together. Did you hear what I said? A family that prays together. Is a family that'll stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's make our prayer circle and let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up early this morning and for clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. Thank you, dear God, that you delight in us coming before you. You say, come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need you today, dear God. Lord, we have made it now to the middle of the week, dear God. Many churches today will be having, dear God, a Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting. And so, Lord, we ask that you would just move, dear God, on the hearts of your people. Move in a mighty way, dear God, that they will show up tonight for Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. Move in a mighty way on the hearts and minds, dear God, of your preachers and teachers, dear God, so that, dear God, that they will be filled with your spirit and we can hear a word from the Lord, dear God. Give them, dear God, the word that you want your people to hear tonight. Give them a rhema word, a word in due season, dear God. Touch in a mighty, mighty way, dear God. Lord, we pray that somebody even can be saved tonight. We pray that some discouraged person that feel like giving up can find new strength tonight for the journey. They can be encouraged, and we pray, dear God, that even the backsliders will come on back to you. Now, Lord, we pray for this day in a mighty way. We want to pray for all of our workers, wherever they are working at, dear God. We ask that you will be with them and keep them. Lord, we pray for our students, those that's going to school this morning. Be with them. Protect them today from any hurt, harm, and danger. Be with our teachers in a mighty, mighty way, dear God. We pray, dear God, for the bus drivers, train drivers, airline pilots. We pray for them all, dear God. We pray that everybody will do their job in such a way, dear God, it's going to help somebody. It's going to strengthen somebody. It's going to make somebody's life a whole lot easier, all because everybody was doing what they supposed to do. So, Lord, we commit this day to your care. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song, we done had our scripture, and we done had our prayer. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for getting up and catching the Bible bus and getting up and with our roosters this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, all right, all right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLIT Biz. At the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready now. Before that great sermon. We got a good sermon we're getting ready to put on for you. So get ready for that good sermon this morning, the early sermon. Amen, amen. We're going to play a commercial too. Then we're going to have that sermon on for you. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Oh, a wonderful church in Irving, Texas. If you ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you just gotta stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Listen. Let me give you a warning now. Are you listening to me? Let me give you a warning. If you come the Bible way, you're going to enjoy yourself. Now, don't say I didn't warn you. Matter of fact, you're going to enjoy yourself so much, you're going to want to come back for more. It's just like good food. You're going to want to come back for more because it's good. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama with real live people. It's going to make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book, make you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, in this Indies program, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.